Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. And this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. Turn that off. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for being here. Okay, so lots to talk about today. We will get into a few things. Had an opportunity yesterday to watch a portion of the hearing with the FBI whistleblowers, and my boy, I'll tell you, if you live in the 10th district of New York and your congressman is Dan Goldman, you might want to change that. I'm just suggesting that you find somebody else to run against him. And my goodness, people, I mean, seriously, the guy is I find this hard to say. He's worse than Eric Swalwell. He's as bad as Schiff. I mean, I watched this guy yesterday, and I was just floored by some of the nonsense and just the ridiculous things that he said. And then the other one that was just pretty pathetic was Stacey Plaskett. I've got some things to share from the Daily Caller that I think are appropriate for discounting their nonsense. But it's just, I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you are a God-fearing, Bible-believing, Christ-following, honor that God is the one who establishes nations, God is the one who establishes boundaries. If you believe, like I do, that our nation was founded on Christian principles, that our Declaration of Independence was made because we were being forced to do things that were against conscience by a tyrant who had declared himself to be something that he was not. And our founding fathers chose a form of government that was reflective of a biblical view. They said our rights come from God and God alone. And God alone is who can take them from us. No one else, only God. And so they created this constitutional republic, as we refer to it, but it was actually, truly, completely and totally formatted on a pre-King Israel model, which is the model that God gave them. And really, it was a pre-Judges model as well. Everything was put down to the local level. It was more in line with the type of governance that Moses had initiated with Israel and that Israel kept in place until they elevated the judges. And then when they were dissatisfied with that, well, we read that they demanded of Samuel a king. And Samuel went to God and said that they're rejecting, you know, the prophets. They're rejecting me. And God said, no, they're not rejecting you, Samuel. They're rejecting me. And you go and you tell them that this is what kings do. And if you go to your Bible and you go to the book of 1 Samuel, and you go down and you look at, I'm pretty sure chapter 8 will get us there. They gathered together. All the elders gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah, verse 4, 1 Samuel 8, and said, behold, thou art old, and thy sons walk not in thy ways. Make us a king to judge us like all the nations. Now, you know, obviously Samuel had similar issues to, I believe it was Eli, right? No, was it Eli? Who was the, let me see, the father of Phineas. Who was the father of Phineas? Well, why don't we have that? Let's see. Phinehas was the grandson of Aaron, great nephew of Moses. He was the son of Eleazar. That's right, Eleazar. So Eleazar's high priest. He had Hophni and Phinehas, and they were rebellious. Apparently, Samuel had a similar issue. My wife would say, "If you were reading that Old Testament every day, you'd know all that." But anyway, she's right. Okay, so Samuel was old. He made his sons judges. The name of the firstborn was Joel. The name of the second was Abiah. They were judges in Beersheba. His sons walked not in his ways, but turned aside after lucre, took bribes, and perverted judgment. Yeah. That's why spare the rod, spoil the child. That's why you get them straightened out. You keep them on the straight and narrow. You give them the path that they need to be on. If they get off that path, I love you, but I can't go where you're going. You need to get back on the path. And that's the parent's responsibility. Whether you're an apostle or a prophet or a evangelist or a pastor or a teacher, I don't care what your office is, or if you're not any of that, or you're a deacon in the church or whatever. There's those jokes about PKs, pastor's kids. Oh, pastor's kids. Well, that's because the pastor doesn't spend the time that he needs, doesn't support his wife to do what she needs to do, and they don't make sure that they keep their house in order. And the Word of God's pretty clear about that. I thank God that we're hitting pretty much 1,000%. I've got one that's knows it, but kind of kicking against the goads maybe a little bit. But all in all, they're all trying to do the right thing, and I've got three of them right now that are in Bible college and headed towards ministry and want to serve God in whatever they do. That he's first and foremost and primary. And of course the enemy, boy, he hates that. He doesn't like that at all, and the onslaught goes on. And it's not, look, you know, the Lord spoke to me too about parents with prodigal kids, and maybe this will speak to you, maybe it'll encourage you. I was struggling. I had one that was really going off, and I was getting ready to say, I gotta just step away. I can't be out here representing. And as I prayed into it, two things happened. One, my pastor, my mentor, and I spoke, and his counsel to me was, "Is your child an adult?" And I said, "Well, yeah." Well, they will make they're responsible for their decisions as an adult. It's number one. But the second one was the one that impacted me probably the most deeply, and that's because I heard the Holy Spirit ask me this question: who is the greatest father that you know? And I, without hesitation, I said, "Father God." And he said, and how many children does he have? It's not a trick question. Right now, if we look at the Earth's population, the world population right now is 8 billion. At the time, it was 7 billion. This was about 10 years ago. It was about 7.2. 7.4, maybe something in that neck of the woods. At any rate, so I said, you know, he's got 7 billion kids, and the Holy Spirit said, and how many are rebellious. Floored me. Floored me. God is the best father, the best father example we have. Period. Hands down. Nothing even close. And yet, Father God has children that are rebellious. Remember that he loves every one of his kids, all of us, all 7 billion are loved. Love and salvation are two different things. Two different things. Don't get that confused. So they're all his. And it says, too, that he does not rejoice when the wicked perish. Oh, judgment's going to come, and he is a just God, and he brings judgment on the wicked. But he doesn't rejoice. If you're a parent, the best thing you can do is hold the line. Hear me. It's one thing to speak positively over your child, to prophesy God's goodness and the will of God over your child, and pray that in your prayer closet. But when your kid is messing up and not doing what they're supposed to do and walking off the path and playing the fool, and you stand there and say, well, my child is good, my child never does anything wrong, stop. Because you're not saving your child's soul. Your child will go to hell. If you continue to persist in that, because God knows what your child's doing. And in your heart of hearts, you know what your child is doing. And we know that not a sparrow falls from the sky, but that the Lord doesn't know it. He counts the hairs on our head. But he gives us the freedom to choose. The ability to have a free will to make a choice. So as a parent, our responsibility is to get those arrows shooting in the right direction. But if that child chooses to go off, the best thing you can do for them is hold the line. I love you, but I cannot and I will not stand with you when you stand wrong. When you're doing the wrong thing, then you're in trouble for it and you need to pay the price and then do the right thing. That's the deal. And our founding fathers looked back at Samuel. This is where we started all this. Then we're going to take a break. So Samuel's kids were not doing right. Samuel just didn't get that right. He didn't get those kids on the right track. They didn't stay on the right track. They got their heads puffed up. Look at us. Samuel's our dad. He's the man. And they got underneath that umbrella, but they said, yeah, he's the man, and pay us, and we'll make sure that we grease the wheels for you. Not good. And so the people grew in content. They said, we don't want to be underneath that. Give us a king like all these other nations around here. Because everybody looks down at us because we don't have a king. We go into battle, we don't have a king. We want to defend our territory, we don't have a king. We got these schmucks. Your boys. Fact of the matter is Samuel shouldn't have been upset with the people. Samuel should have looked at himself and said, man, I'm messing up. And he should have gone to those boys and said, hey, you know what? this is on you. These people are discontented because of your poor behavior. Straighten up. Whether he did it as their father or whether he did it as the prophet of Israel to whom the judges answered, either way, straighten up. Didn't happen. And so then we read, this is what the Lord said. And he said, this will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots, and to be his horsemen. And some shall run before his chariots, and he will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and he will set them to ear his ground and to reap his harvest and to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots, and he will take your daughters to be confectioners and be cooks and bakers, and he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. And he will take the tenth of your seed and of your vineyards and give to his officers and to his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your goodliest young men and your asses and put them to his work. He will take a tenth of your sheep and you will be his servants. And you will cry out in that day because of your king, which you've chosen. And the Lord will not hear you in that day. Oh, Lord, give mercy and grace to us. But our founders said, we don't want that. We want back to where we, the people, have a representative that we choose, take responsibility, we choose. But the answering is to you, Father God, alone. No intermediary, just Jesus Christ. And we answer to you alone. That's the deal that we want. That's the deal that our founders made with God Almighty. And now look at where we are. You think we don't have a responsibility within the body of Christ to choose? What does he say? And you'll cry out on that day because your king, which you shall choose, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. Father God, have mercy. All right, I'll be right back.
So up next, we have ClanSlight. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlight is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic's off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So, here we have it. We have been given this incredible country. We have a God mandate, I believe, for our engagement. I believe that God has chosen the United States of America along with Israel. I am, that's why you see me talk a lot with Dr. David Wormser, and I've talked with others, but I talked to Dr. Wormser a lot about what's going on over there. Try to keep you informed and aware. And it's because I believe that God has never taken his hand off of the Jewish people. The word tells us via Paul that we are grafted in, not replacing. That's for another day. So here we have this situation now, where we started out as a free and independent country with free and independent sovereign individuals. And there's a lot of different arguments about when these issues began. Some even can suggest that these issues started, you know, almost immediately, that there was efforts, and there were efforts by the French, there were efforts by the English, there were efforts by Spain, a number of foreign entities that saw this young fledgling nation, these 13 colonies, and saw the richness of our land and what has become the United States, and they saw that future, and they said, no, we want that for us. That's going to be under our crown. And I believe that our founders rejected that and said no. And so we had several more skirmishes beyond the original Revolutionary War. Again, lots of history there. The point of this is where we sit today, and tying that into what I watched with the hearing that took place and the FBI whistleblowers, and a post that I had shared in June of last year, a year ago. That post was, stop the disinformation about January 6th and our right to assemble. And I keyed off of, and it's still kind of an ongoing situation, but Steve Bannon was quote-unquote found guilty of contempt of court being carried out regarding treasonous behavior and activity to begin with. And I wrote that. In the aforementioned article, I do not think they go far enough to identify the problem with the January 6th Commission, which I did. In another article, J6 Committee hearings and the witch hunt are treason. Treason is the crime of betraying one's country. Here, let me pop this up for you. Treason is the crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill or overthrow the sovereign or government. Listen carefully to me. We are the sovereign. We, the people, are the government. And we are governed by our consent. And I'll read to you in a minute about what the Declaration of Independence says when the tyrants cross the line. But bear in mind, that's us. So when they went to Ruby Ridge and shot up the Weaver family and killed Mr. Weaver's wife and child, they weren't just killing the Weavers. They were killing Americans. And they killed Americans at Ruby Ridge to see what would Americans do. And we did nothing. There was an uprise. There were some that dug in. There were some that came out and spoke a little bit. But all in all, we did nothing. And I haven't watched the Netflix series yet. Maybe I will. But I know they're making a big deal out of the Waco situation. And that makes sense. You don't want to go back to Ruby Ridge and begin drawing the line from there. You want to draw the line from Waco, where you can make claims about David Koresh being some crazy religious zealot, and, oh, they were violent extremists, and you can paint this nifty little picture. And then you can bring out the Oklahoma bombing and say, look, see, and then this, and start running all over the place. Because that makes their narrative of the Waco story convenient. But the truth? No, they don't want you to know the truth. They don't want you to know that Clinton and Janet Reno and our quote-unquote government were weaponized against a peaceful people, a religious people, and that they came after him and they came after that group because it was a great test case for them to see, will Americans stand up? And the answer was, nah, those guys are a little too far out. Not my problem. Not my monkey, not my circus. And many didn't engage. We move on from there, and there's issues that are going on throughout that time. There is the Oklahoma bombing. But then, in addition to that, now we come out to the Bundys and to the Bundy Ranch and the original Bundy Ranch standoff that took place over land that the Bundys had been using for nearly 100 years in their family, generations, grazing grounds. And what you didn't hear in the mainstream news that we talked about here on this program was the encroachment of the federal government on public lands that they had no business. They should not be owning all that land. All that land in Nevada? Uh-uh. We were never set up to have tyrants owning all of this land and property. It was supposed to be the people's land. But there were these agreements and understandings and local magistrates and so forth. And what we didn't hear about was all of the other ranchers that were being forced out, that didn't take the stand that Ammon Bundy did, that didn't say, no, you're not pushing me. You're wrong, you're out of order, you're out of line. I'm we the people and we don't consent. But they did the same thing to all those ranchers that we just heard about in the testimony of the three whistleblowers that were sitting in the House Oversight Committee, in the Jim Jordan House Committee meeting yesterday. Same story. The same story that we're hearing about the FBI going and knocking on the door of the mother of a woman who is standing up for the least of us, the most innocent amongst us, the unborn child. And the FBI is going, and we have clear video evidence. We have video evidence of what they did to the woman's mother. And again, the intimidation factor. And we have witness of what they did to Mark Houck. We have witness of what they did to so many of the J6 people. And that brings me back to the point that I wrote about. So treason is the crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill or overthrow the sovereign of the government. We the people are the sovereign. They're trying to overthrow us. I would honestly argue that they've already overthrown us. But nonetheless, that's treason. Now, the goal of this committee is to vilify and overthrow we the people. Prosecution in the absence of evidence. Our Constitution's clear as to who created it and who the sovereigns are. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Our country's been taken over via fixed elections and amoral apathy to God granted life, liberty, and happiness. That's what I was just talking about. The apathy. Waco, apathy. Ruby Ridge, apathy. Bundy Ranch BLM, apathy. The standoff at the Wildlife Reserve, apathy. Lavoie Finicum's murder, apathy. The assault on hundreds, if not thousands, of Americans from January 6th, apathy. The false framing of Americans over claiming a plot against a governor, and that all turns out to be lies. And we're apathetic. Grooming children. Apathy. Did you know they've been teaching this whole fisting thing and perverted sex education back in Massachusetts for probably, goodness gracious, 30 years? I'm serious. There was undercover video that came out about it. They buried that, of course. What they've been doing to children, what they had tried to do to my kids in public schools, no different than what they've done to yours if you put your kids in public schools. Let me tell you something. The destruction of the family began with public education. Oh, send your kids to school. Do you ever ask yourself why it is that you have to go to the school and ask permission? Can I please have my child and You need me to sign a slip? I'm going to sign a slip. You're going to sign my child over to me. Sign my child over to me? What does that tell you? That's your child. And oh, by the way, your property taxes are what pay for the salary of the people at that school. You're buying the crap pornographic books that they're shoving down your kid's throat, trying to tell your boy that he ought to have sex with other boys, trying to tell your boy that is just kind of an awkward kid that, you know, maybe you're a girl, trying to tell your daughter she should mutilate her body because she would be so much happier if she just, you know, was a boy. And if that doesn't work, then let's just pair 7 and 8 year olds together and show them all have to have sex together so that by the time they're 9, well, she's pregnant and they can send her off to Planned Parenthood and you don't know about it. And by the time she's 10 or 11, heck, she may have a teacher that's pimping her out and you don't know about it. You're getting a little out there. No, I'm not. Actually, I'm not. That's your child, your seed. You're the parent. You're in charge. And they live and work and breathe off of your dime. And where does all of that come from? God Almighty. So what's your authority when you go to the school and say, I'm taking my kid out today? You're the parent. You write the check that funds the school. But that's not how they have it set up. Our country's been taken over via fixed elections and amoral apathy to God-granted life, liberty, and happiness. I've said it before and I'll tell you again. God is the giver of life. He sent Jesus Christ, who is the giver of liberty. And yes, he came that we might have life and might have it more abundantly. So, yeah, we are to walk on this earth, have dominion over this earth, have dominion over what's here, because why? Why? Because Jesus Christ said, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He didn't say it's coming tomorrow, it's coming when I come back, I halfway got the job done, I sort of kind of halfway limped through the cross thing and, oh, dragged myself up out of the grave and was kind of a ghost of a guy and then took off because I had to regroup so I can come back and finish it and get it right. No, he did the job. He finished the work. It is finished. He conquered sin and death. Conquered it. Paul even writes that we are, by the proper term, more than conquerors. And you know what that word, that conquer word means? It means that your enemy is obliterated so significantly, so severely, so dramatically, that if you go and look for any remnant of them at all, they don't even exist. It is the obliteration of your enemy. And not just the present, but the entire line. It's the whole root wiped out. More than a conqueror. more than a conqueror. More than a conqueror. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. Life, liberty, and abundant life. He's the author. And he has put life in us. It's not something that's held out in our hands out here where he holds it out to you and says, no, it's in you. He put it in you. Now, the life that he asks you to choose is the one of obedience to him, because the life of disobedience to him leads to death. I set before you this day life and death. Choose life. What is life? Following the will of the Father. But know this, that when our founders expressed that life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness were inalienable rights given to us by our Creator, they understood that life is what's in here. That's why you can make a sacred oath. That's why you can say, look, I'll lay down my life to fight for this. Because what we are, what America is, what the founders envisioned, what they laid out for us, what they gave by God's inspiration, Benjamin Franklin saying, have we forgotten the days that we met here in this chamber as we prayed and asked for divine providence to intervene on our behalf in the war against the most powerful nation on earth? And did he not intervene? And now, as we begin this process to lay the foundations for this nation, and he quoted the scripture about man and his plans versus God and his plans. And he talked about the fact that it is God that establishes nations. And so he said, let us ask for the intervention, the divine intervention of divine providence as we put these documents together that will form the foundation upon which this nation will stand. That's why so many of us believe it was inspired by God, because the founders said, God help us. God help us to create a nation that honors you. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have Clean Slate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And Clean Slate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your Clean Slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your Clean Slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let me just go ahead and read this to you. This is the one I shared, and this was back in June of 2022. J6 committee hearings and the witch hunt are treason. Again, I read to you what treason is, a crime of betraying one's country, especially by attempting to kill or overthrow the sovereign or government. The goal of this committee is to vilify and overthrow we the people. Prosecution in the absence of evidence. Our Constitution is clear as to who created it and who are the sovereigns. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Our country's been taken over via fixed elections and amoral apathy to God-granted life, liberty, and happiness. We the people do not hate each other. As Christians, we pray for the unbeliever and desire that they would know how much God loves them and how they are valued. Guns are defenses against tyrants and wicked people whose souls are under occupation by demonic forces. Yet even they can be saved. Schumer and Pelosi are evil and need to be arrested and delivered. The DNC is an evil, but so are the highest ranks of the GOP and most of the church. Revival in America will only start in our hearts. Let God in through Jesus Christ. Repent and receive his life-changing resurrection power. Let your old sin nature be crucified and receive your new nature through being born again in Jesus Christ. Evil has been defeated. 1 John 5 says this, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" Most people on January 6th went to D.C. to say this evil cannot be let to stand. We won't stand by and let evil win. Families showed up. People were praying and speaking and were prepared to reason with the usurpers. But the evil ones had a plan, and they enacted it. Every person on this J6 committee should be arrested and tried. This man, retired Senate Sergeant-at-Arms Michael Stenger, knew the truth, and his oath bound him to, as Sergeant-at-Arms, arrest most of the Senate and put them in prison to await trial. He knew that the paid agitators would lead back to the very people holding this treasonous exercise, and I believe that has a lot to do with the reason why he is dead. New House J6 committee hearing suddenly scheduled for tomorrow at 1 p.m. with recently obtained evidence. Fox confirms Michael Stenger is passed away. And here, very quickly, is what he had to say.
Try this strange 10-second technique tonight to reverse high blood sugar while you sleep. Most people...
This is the constant give and take of security. There is an opportunity to learn lessons from the events of January 6th. Investigations should be considered as to the funding and traveling what appears to be professional agitators. First Amendment rights should always be considered in conjunction with these constitutional rights.
Listen to that again.
Agitators. First Amendment rights should be funded as to the funding and traveling what appears to be professional agitators. First Amendment rights should always be considered in conjunction with these investigations. Law enforcement coordination in the National Capital Region.
And so there he said it. Professional agitators, paid professional agitators. Psalms 94:16 says this: who will rise up for me against the wicked? Who will stand for me against those who practice iniquity? I also have on here the official law enforcement dated December 23rd, 2020, showing all of the areas that were approved. These events were on the calendar for January 6, 2021, according to this internal special event assessment. So how does the Capitol grounds suddenly get shut down after these events were already scheduled and people were already on the grounds to attend them? The boundary around the Capitol from sidewalk in was changed to the status of trespassing. If you crossed into it after people were already on their way to venues, planners and speakers were blocked from going to their pre-registered stages and diverted into the Capitol. That's what the evidence shows. Hour number two coming up right after this.